Thursday night, Dvar Halacha Yud Aleph Sivan, Hilchos Brachos, about eating more than one piece of cake. So let's say you're at a kiddush or something, a similar type situation, and you made a bracha, and you've decided behechlet that you're only eating two pieces of cake. You're on a diet, or if you're not on a diet, you want to watch your weight, and you're going to try, or you hope, but you mamish behechlet. Then you're weak, you know, or you saw chocolate chip cookies that you didn't see before. So you have to make a new bracha. People don't realize it. That would even be true during a meal that you washed, and you said, I'm not eating potatoes, and you machlit, I'm not eating potatoes. Starch, and I haven't already washed, or you don't like potatoes, but then they bring out this geschmacka kugel. They bring out French fried potatoes. You didn't think in a million years they were going to... Well, that's not a good example, maybe, because you're totally in the das of the balabayas. You change your mind. You have to make a bracha. It doesn't matter that you washed. You gave potatoes, and you decided you're not eating potatoes, behechlet, and then you change your mind. And even if you washed, so it doesn't matter. You have to make a bar priya adama now when you eat potatoes. If you decide, behechlet, you're only eating two pieces of bread, because that's what the dietitian told you, two pieces of bread per meal, and then you ate a third piece, you have to make hamotzi. When you change your mind, that's bracha rishona. You don't have to wash again, because it all has sechadas, so you don't have to wash. But you have to make a new hamotzi. You could ask if you're eating Lay's potato chips, and you say, I'm only going to eat one. But there's already a din that you can't eat just one. So then the poskim has to know what the pasuk is.